they say that we're not a single-family dwelling. One is not specifically zoned for that, but as you define the actual residence, that's what we are, as in our home per se. So that was very confusing to me why that was an issue. And then so also along with that is that we work really hard at being a good neighbor, you know. We love our neighborhood, and we love the home that we have there, and we want it to be taken care of. And we had some people were concerned about people driving around, and there was a lot of traffic. There may have been people were driving fast, and so, and it bothered us too. There was a lot of UPS trucks and FedEx trucks, and so we went ahead and got a hold of Tandy County Road Department, and they came out, and we got our speed limits shot. We only had one speed limit in our neighborhood sign, and they went ahead and put up four, and they got our speed limit sign down, the speed limit miles per hour, and they actually put a sign on our own property. So we are really, all that is important to us, you know, and for us to have an Airbnb, for us to be on the Airbnb site, they vet people. You know, it's not just like we have people coming in. We're having people coming into our home. And so we have the ability to say, no, we want you, or no, we don't want you. And we've actually had people on the Airbnb site that people on the Airbnb have said inappropriate things on the Airbnb site, and then we were able to block them. So we are protective of our neighborhood. We are protective of us. We live there. And we want to be able to bring good things into the community. And we're also very careful about it, and we want to do things the right way. So that's really, really important to us. And in the very, very beginning, we may have not gotten all the information that we needed, and we're new to this. And so we are trying to do it the best that we could. I'm just going to read you this one reference letter, and then my husband is going to share. The businesses in our neighborhood, other businesses besides us. So, all right, this is addressed February 17th, 2021, to whom it may concern. We have associated with Mike and Janine Quinley for nearly 5 years and know them to be honest, industrious, respectful, and conscientious in their endeavors. Their beautiful Airbnb is a one-bedroom rental with personal bathroom, includes a private fence entrance and parking. All regulations have been met, inspected, and approved by Tandy County officials. The Quinleys have the utmost regard for the neighborhood and even instigated appropriate speed limit signs. They will do everything in their power to avoid and solve any problems. Most Airbnbs which we have utilized have been in similar residential areas. In consideration of Mike and Janine Quinley, we uphold and recommend the operation of their Airbnb. This also promotes Branson and the amazing area where we are blessed to live. They were not here. They had to go out of town, and so that's why they left that letter. And so when Scott was going over the criteria to have for the Airbnb, we have met all the criteria for it. On our, this is an old picture. So, but this is like when we were just in the beginning of building. But right, there's a fence right here, over here. And I got this right. Over here is where the B&B room is, right back here. And so we have a fence going all the way across here. It's all private. And this whole area over here is parking. This is our driveway right here. And so you come in over here and they park right over here. We have a little sign. We have put a little sign up on the fence that says Serendipity. We didn't want us to have big signs in the neighborhood to be, it's a neighborhood, you know? I mean, we like that it's a small, quaint neighborhood. And so we just have a little sign up there on our fence so people know, you know, when they come that that's where they would go. So, but I just want to show that we follow all that criteria. We also have had, here you go, thank you. And we also have we've had the fire department come out and check it out, and we actually had insurance on it. And so, yeah, so we did everything that we thought we were supposed to do. We were just unaware of the communication that we had on the zoning initially wasn't correct. So we're just trying to do things right, and we just feel there's other businesses in the area, there's other Airbnbs in Tandy County, then why can't we have ours? So.
Okay. For evidence here, we're going to start back with Ron Bell. which is the developer of the community that we live in. If you notice, his business is in our community, less 600 foot from my house, and been there since 1999 as a commercial business. Then we have his bed and breakfast that he started, and it's been there since 2005, and is still running today by a different owner. Then his son, which is Jeremy Bell, ran a business there, R&D Enterprise Construction, which is 600 foot from my house, 600 foot from my house, and he ran another one, Bell Construction. Then, most importantly, I have two neighbors. One's right, let me just show you right here. This is the East Fork subdivision here. This is one neighbor, number one. This is neighbor number two. Neighbor number one has been running a repair service, which is, you know, he's moved out of my neighborhood now, but he was one of the major complainers against me, has been running a service out of his house. Been running it for since 2010. Then my second neighbor that complained against me is neighbor number two, has been running a business out of her house for over 10 years. I'm not asking for special permissions or any special favors, but I just want to be treated the same as the rest of my neighbors that run businesses there. We also have a guy raises cows just up the street from me. I've got neighbors with chickens, pigs, and everything else in there. So we have a very diverse neighborhood. In fact, I have one neighbor that runs his semi-trucks out of his house and stuff. So it's very diverse. And like I say, I'm not asked for anything any different than any of my other neighbors.
Okay, Michael, you sit back here.
You what?
I was going to have you come back over here.
Okay. I'm sorry. But, yeah. You know, I was just wanting to point out and show it to you there. And neighbor one and two is not here. Mm-hmm. You sent out 26 letters. And I don't know how many here is against me, but not many, I can tell you that. Yep. Because we went and talked to our various neighbors, and the majority of them, except for the last three, didn't have a problem. They didn't show up to the meeting. They didn't care, and they still don't. That's why they're not here.
And I do want to say, too, on the with the Hummingbird Inn, too, one of the arguments had been that, they were grandfathered in. All right, so it's another it's an Airbnb that's literally less than 600 feet free from us, and that's in the list of people that had received a notice.
Actually, you can see it right down there at the bottom. The house is right down below our subdivision.
That's it. It's right here. Okay,
right
so when we burn in. And so, and they, at the time when we were there, they had operating three rooms. Now they have, I think, like six rooms operating. And so the argument, per se, that we had heard is that, well, they had been grandfathered in. Well, what, like I said to you earlier, the Taney County zoning has always been the same in that area, in Taney County. So it has never been different. So if they were able to receive their zoning to get in there and do what they were doing, and they're way bigger establishment, we're just a little room out of our home, then why would we not be allowed to do that same thing? So those are the things that we wanted to just lay before you and think about.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Did you guys have any questions for them? I'm sorry.
No, sorry.
Did you have any questions for them, David?
I might have a clarification.
Okay.
You were confused about the identification of a single family residence.
Yes.
As opposed to the B&B. The Airbnb requires that you have a tax number and report tax.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, because I was trying to understand.
That's the distinction.
Okay, because I was like, I wasn't.
That's why we use the Airbnb.
Right, I understand.
They record all that stuff.
Right, no, he's right. Then we would have to get a tax identification number, an EIN number is what you're saying. Gotcha.
That's the difference in the criteria.
Gotcha. Okay, then that's not a problem.
If that answers your question.
Okay, yeah, because it was just very confusing to me.
So that's not an issue for us. We're happy to do so.
Yeah.
But that's the distinction. That's why you wouldn't at that point be
Just I couldn't
a
get
single
it.
Family
got
residence
you.
Anymore.
I understand.
That
Thank
would
you.
Be the change.
Okay.
Is there any other questions?
Corey, do you have any questions?
No, You know, probably more of you, Trent. I just wasn't able to get a real good idea of on the plot map where these other businesses that are currently operating are.
Okay.
You're within.
Just a rough, as I'm looking at the
map. So, of all those names that I gave you.
Yeah, so.
Like the repair shop.
Okay, so here we go.
So if you guys, if you appoint to them, I'll just.
Okay, so right across here was the
okay, so,
garage.
So if you see the outline there.
For Ruby Rest or
It was on Yates
Road.
It's on there, 150 Live Oak Lane.
Yeah,
Live Oak.
130. 150 Live Oak.
So it's to the left Yates, of it on Live Oak.
Yes. Yates
straight
west. My property
straight west.
Straight west.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and then the Hummingbirds.
Hummingbird okay. is like a half a mile down the street. All these.
Yes, I do know where that
one. Almost due south.
Yeah.
And all of these that we have up here are all within. We only drew out of the 600 square feet perimeter, whatever that you guys said we had to follow. So
yes, you can see he has a mechanic shop here, with car lifts and everything in it. Here, but he doesn't live there anymore.
Yes.
And this is my second one.
Right.
And so as you can see, less than 50 foot separates me from this one, and then less than 100 foot, and I'm at this one.
And then over here, there was other Ron Bell owns a bunch of property, and then up.
No, this
where?
Is the well house here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're upside down.
Okay, I'm upside down.
Hummingbird Inn is down here.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so just to... Okay, thank you, guys.
Yes.
Okay, so to clarify that for them, due west, right next to them, is where the repair shop was. You can see the white roof where the shop building was. And then the next property west of that was the other one that they were saying was a commercial usage.
And if it'll help you, this is a 30 by 40. You see how much bigger that shop is?
Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Understood. Thank you.
Awesome.
Is there any more questions?
I don't have any questions.
No, I think that's good. Thank you. Okay, is there anybody else that'd like to speak on behalf of this project? Chris Uphill? Go ahead.
Gentlemen, my name is Edward Cohan. I'm a neighbor on the Quinleys, and I live directly across Kitty Corner from where they do. I'm on, I think it's property one, zoned 14 was the lot number. So I'm just...
You can point to it if you want
14.
To.
14. This is where my house is right here.
Okay.
I've been living there now 18 years. Okay, I was probably one of the first houses that went up, one of three at least at that point in time. And when they moved to the neighborhood, it was about five years ago is when I got to go ahead and meet the Quinleys. Found them to be very upstanding individuals. I was retired by that time, asked them if I can go ahead and even help them build their house. Knew nothing about construction. I was an x-ray tech for 40 years. But nonetheless, what I'd like to do is I'd like you to read what I've given, and if you want a copy of it, I'll be more than happy to give you this. My wife, Patty, and I have known Mike and Janine Quinley for about 5 years and live across the street from them. Mike and Janine are hard-working, kind, lovable, and very faith-based and family-oriented, most of all, help those in need. And that's because Mike and I from time to time, we work together, okay, on different projects, okay? And when that day comes, okay, then someone needs a hand, we get into the truck and we go give them a hand. Okay, that's basically what that meant. When Mike and Janine began this venture of an Airbnb, they believe and still do that promoting Branson tourism is important to the community, which we know right now Branson is very important. I moved from Chicago down just because I was a tourist and really enjoyed it, decided to go ahead and cut my business up in Chicago, move down here for the rest of my life. Tourism is very important to Branson, as we know. Airbnbs are part of that. Coming down here, I would have loved to have stayed in an Airbnb if I could have afforded it at the time, but with children and stuff like this, it was unaffordable for me, okay? And right now, it's becoming the wave. People want to go in, they want to be comfortable, they want private, they don't want public, they want to be able to drive into public, okay, and come back to private. And that's what an Airbnb, basically, in my consideration is. Through careful research, they've had all the couples who are there renting at a fair price. Mike and Ian also show their guests what's available in the Branson area to explore. With this in mind, Patty and I believe that Mike and Janine should be able to keep their Airbnb. This is a way to help stimulate our economy through tourism here at home. It gives safe lodging to those who want to vacation in Branson and insight to the many attractions at affordable pricing. At no time since Patty and I have known Mike and Janine have they added noise, additional traffic overflow, or an unsafe environment to our East Fork subdivision. They only rent out one room to couples that have been inspected, okay, by the safety and traffic control people here in Taney County.